Hello everybody, welcome to the Bruins Hockey Talk channel. This is my first episode and it's going to be a preview of the Bruins in Columbus Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Playoffs. And that will be tonight at 7, so it's coming out close. To start, Rask has a 0.927 save percentage so far in the playoffs, which seems pretty good compared to other goaltenders so far in the playoffs. But his goals allowed per game is at 2.24, which is not something you want as a goaltender, and that's something that the Bruins, you know, defense has to work on with helping him, you know, make his life easier and how to help him make easier stops so that he doesn't have to as many goals in, I guess. So far in the second round, for penalty minutes, McAvoy leads with 8. And for plus minus, Chara has 6, which is surprising considering, you know, he's 6'9", he's not an attackman. And yeah, you just wouldn't expect that from a tall defenseman. You know, you would expect it from Bergeron or Marchand. But on the power play so far in the series, it's went 12.5%, which is really bad because, you know, overall in this season, the Bruins had a almost 26% power play when they score, which is, you know, much higher. Obviously, the Bruins have only scored 1 on their power play in the playoffs or in these two games that were in Boston. Which is, you know, not good because usually our power play is outstanding. But we've only scored 1 so far out of 8. And it just seems that our power play isn't sparking as it should be. You know, slow passes where the defense can just clear, I guess. And in fact, our penalty kill scoring is higher at 14.2% so far. So it's pretty sad to say that we're scoring more goals on the penalty kill. Even our penalty kill hasn't been too well either. Now, to start for tonight's game, our power play obviously must be better. You know, those stats aren't, you know, something you want to see. It's just unacceptable. But, and second is that Pastrnak needs to wake up, along with the first line. Their first line has combined so far for 21 points in the playoffs, which is, I guess, okay. Considering the games we've had, you know, more physicality and just all about the defenses, I guess. But for especially, Pastrnak has been terrible, in my opinion. I mean, he just has terrible turnovers in the neutral zone and can't get good shots on net. And especially on the power play, it's just, usually you see him on the power play, you usually think, oh, he might score a goal in a spot. But lately, in the playoffs especially, Pastrnak hasn't shot the puck much at all. And just on the power play, though, but Pastrnak hasn't really had a spark on the power play, which he did lead the league at one point with power play goals, so. And for the rest of the first line, Bergeron, I just haven't seen him on the scoreboard lately. Or Marchand, too. But Marchand just hasn't been a star for a little bit now. But in the first round, I'd say Marchand was, you know, getting points. But Bergeron, just, I haven't seen him on the board. And that's what we need, because it's like, you say we need secondary scoring, but it's like, the secondary scoring's outscoring you, so, and we need all the scoring we can in the playoffs, especially against the team who swept the Tampa Bay Lightning, who had 62 wins in the regular season. So, next, our penalty kill structure has to change. When Panarin scored that power play goal, our penalty kill structure, just the four men, just, they look, just combobulated in one little spot where, you know, Jones, Panarin, and Duchesne could pass it around, just easily just get a goal. And that's what happened. you know, it wasn't Rask's fault, but it's just the structure looks really bad, and we've allowed a few power play goals where we shouldn't have. So, I mean, game one, our penalty kill was 100%, I believe. But in game two, it was just not good. Now, for our lineup, Coleman does replace Wagner tonight, which it can be a good move, but you never know. Honestly, that's just a coin flip. And so Pastrnak does move down to the third line, surprisingly. I don't think that is a good move for the Bruins, honestly. Even though Pastrnak has been doing good lately, I just don't think he'll have good chemistry with Johansson and Goyle. And that he's, you know, had some good chemistry with DeBrusk and Krejci before. It's just that he needs to perform himself. And so in that case, Heinen will move back into the first line. So, I guess it's an okay move, but I'm sure Cassidy will change up the lineup throughout the game. So yeah, I believe too in the series, you know, since both games went into overtime, I think that the physicality is just going to rise every game. The hits totaled for Columbus, I believe, close to 50 for game two. And the Bruins got a little bit over 40, so you could see as the games go on, the physicality is going to rise just because, you know, your teams haven't played before in the playoffs, and it's just that they need to start something that, you know, can start their history together in the playoffs since it's only their first time playing the playoffs together. But, yeah, I think the physicality is going to rise a bit, especially tonight, too, in I'm sure the atmosphere is going to be great for Columbus, obviously, but for Bruins fans, you don't want to hear that horn once. Hopefully, we don't hear the horn once in the game. I'm sure it'll happen, but, you know, you just don't want that. And for a team that seems much better than Columbus, I hope that we don't get a bad game like the Leafs and Bruins game one, where Marner just went off and that the Bruins just fell apart. I just hope that we could stay together as a team and work as a team to get a win, hopefully. Now, back to Rask's game, goals allowed per game, 2.24. I mean, in the playoffs, that's not really good, I guess. You know, you want to under one, at least. But I think in game two and game one, Rask played great. You know, in game one, you know, Rask, the goals were scored off deflections. Easy goals off deflections, which was suck to watch. Because that's unfortunate for a goaltender like Rask, and it just shouldn't have went in. Now, if it was a deflection, it would have been an easy, safe Rask in the pads. But for game two, Rask couldn't really do anything about it either. One was on the penalty kill. The defense just fell apart when Panarin just lasered one past Rask. And then for Panarin's second goal, Rask kind of, you know, didn't really get in position too well, and obviously that was an easy goal, but that was probably the only goal Rask should have taken back. I mean, the overtime goal was just tough. No goaltender usually is going to save that. You know, you're forced to move over the pads, and when he easily can just tap it in, of course it's going to go in. And on that play, Carlo easily should have, you know, at least try to poke check away. I mean, the defense just seemed too far away, and Duchene got a little space where he can just make a little play, and then, of course, it went in. So I hope tonight will be different. I hope it'll be similar to game one start, but hopefully we can have a good three periods totally where we can win, because you don't really want to be down 2-1 in Columbus, where it seems to be that so far in the playoffs, their atmosphere has been louder. So, you know, yeah.